Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Biden has voiced his support for a ceasefire after 8 days of violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. Mr. Biden told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the US was working with Egypt and others towards halting hostilities. Since the violence began, 200 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip. 10 have died in Israel. Will Grant reports from Washington.
They are small but incremental steps in the diplomatic effort to bring an end to the fighting in Gaza. A day after a virtual meeting by the UN Security Council, in which a joint statement was blocked by Washington, President Biden has now told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he wants to see a ceasefire in Gaza. In the telephone call to the Israeli leader, President Biden appeared to use the language that others on the Security Council had been calling for, urging Israel to take every effort to ensure the protection of civilians. The consistent line from Israel is that there is still some way to go before it will consider stopping its airstrikes, and that it will not while Hamas continues to fire rockets into southern Israel.
The Israeli military says it has responded with artillery after 6 rockets were launched from Lebanon. It said the rockets fell inside the Lebanese border. There have been more airstrikes in Gaza while Palestinian militants have continued to fire rockets into Israel. A consignment of medical supplies from Egypt has been delivered to Gaza. Mohammed Abu Reya is a doctor in the territory.
The main road have been attacked, the main road to the hospitals. Even so, the people who have been displaced from their houses, from the north area, they are coming to Gaza City. And this kind of people, they don't have anything, no food, no water. We need at least 10 years more to build what have been damaged here in Gaza.
At least 20 people have been killed by the most powerful storm in decades to hit the Indian state of Gujarat. Cyclone Tauktae has now begun to weaken as it passes over land. 200,000 residents were moved away from the path of the storm. Coronavirus patients were among those evacuated as India battles a second wave of infections. The cyclone felled trees and power lines and tore off roofs as it travelled up the country's west coast. Members of Brazil's indigenous Yanomami tribe say they've been attacked by a large group of illegal gold miners inside their reservation in the Amazon region. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Tribal leaders say that armed men arrived in at least 15 boats and fired tear gas canisters at them. Thousands of gold diggers operate illegally inside the Yanomami reserve. Indigenous rights groups say they're probably trying to intimidate the tribe so they don't block access to the river areas where they prospect for gold. The number of attacks against tribes like the Yanomami has increased sharply since President Jair Bolsonaro took office, promising to allow mining, logging and farming in indigenous lands.
Leonardo Rocha reporting. World News from the BBC.